Home care, this is Sarah. How can I help you?
Hi, Sarah. This is Jasmine. I have a lot of concerns and the detail of
Can I
what
put
I
you on
got.
hold for 1 second? I just want to wrap up this phone call because I know you're going to need my attention, okay?
Go ahead.
Thank
I
you.
Appreciate it.
Yep.
I'm right here. You can't wait until he leaves? There's no towels. Nothing. I haven't put nothing in. Let him finish. The dryer's fine. He literally said it's brand new. All right, let him leave, because he's a man. Let him leave first, okay? Let him leave. He's doing us a favor.
All right, Jasmine, I'm here. What's going on?
All right, so the description that I got, this is from you guys, not from anything. It is, let me read it. Client is in a wheelchair and is fairly independent. Needs assistance with bathing, dressing, light housekeeping, laundry, meal prep, and medication prompts. She does not need that. She is completely bedbound. She refuses to get up with me. I hurt myself yesterday trying to get her up. Then twice we had to call EMT. I think I was so exhausted yesterday. I left here super late. At home at 2 a.m.
Oh my goodness.
She calls me over 15 to 20 times. And I went
to
a car accident.
She called us all last night.
I went to a car accident coming here. I told her I do live an hour away. I'm exhausted. My shoulder is killing me. I have cleaned her bed more than four times. Four times I documented, but it was more than four. I documented four because she's like, well, they don't need to know that. I document four. But four times the bed smells like feces and urine. She refuses to get up. The EMT was in shock. They're like, I can see the floor? I said, yeah. So how long you been here? I said, not that long. Everything okay? Everything okay? I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
If you want to do what you do, it's going to take you like 45 minutes to do. I'm going to grab it. If you want like 10 minutes to take care of it.
Thank you. They saw the floor finally. She has no laundry. She has over 4 to 5 buckets full of laundry, dirty laundry. I know. I have a brother that's mentally ill.
Yeah.
She's mentally ill.
Yeah.
And she's saying, I'm right here.
I know. And
I'm right here.
I don't think she should be home.
She shouldn't. I worked in Coney Island Hospital for years, and I worked in a mental institution for years. She should not be home. She should be in a nursing home.
And I told them that when they were discharging her, I said, she calls us all the time. She has 119 hours in an area that's very difficult to staff. I said, I only have Monday through Thursday 7 to 7 at this point. And it is.
Hold on, I'm on the phone too. Hold on.
They just discharged her, and she's going to continue to call and continue to call. I have a caregiver that's onboarding for other hours, but his background check hasn't come back in yet. And I'm not sending anybody without that back, you know.
I'm telling you, I have worked with patients that are bedbound. And now, within less than 4 months, they are, because I do also private care.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they're moving. She refuses to get up. There's feces in the bed. There is stuff. And I clean the whole place just for the whole place to get destroyed again. And she's telling me that they are, she's like, the bedpan's not on the floor. She refuses to use the bedpan. Refuses. Everything's on her bed.
Does she have a diaper on at least?
She refuses to wear the diaper. She refuses to.
She refuses to wear a diaper, refuses to use a bedpan, just poops and pees all over her bed.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Manny's here, and I told him, I'm like, hey, the sink is broken, and the bathroom, the toilet, everything's broken. The freezer was broken. Our food was spoiled. Listen, I have a big heart. I know my mother is not going to do this.
Yeah.
If she wants me to move her back constantly back and forth, I weigh like 100 and like soaking with her like 100.
Yeah.
If she
But she doesn't want to. I mean, the only thing was she needed help transferring from the bed to the wheelchair. It's more than that.
Yes. I can.
What does she want you to do? She wants you to kick her up and carry her.
I can't pick her up. I'm sorry. I cannot pick her up.
Is that what she's asking you to do? Am I asking?
No.
Oh.
She wants everything in the bed. Oh, the hospital. I don't work at a hospital. I don't work at a nursing home. I know what she's talking about.
I can't physically
move her. I don't have a partner to move her. This is a two-person job. And it's not, if it's you don't have me with somebody else, because I'm willing to come early, but I was so exhausted. I was always exhausted. She needs 24-hour care.
Yeah, I'm going to talk. Let me talk to the administrator. We're going to reach out to her service coordinator with the insurance and let them know all this and let them know that we really just do not believe that she should be at home. She's a two-person assist, and she's not willing to help herself. And if she's not willing to help herself, it doesn't matter who I send over. Nobody's going to be able to
help.
They're
going to leave. Yeah, and everybody's going to leave. And on top of that, she needs to get in a shower. She refuses to take a shower. She wants to take a shower in the bed. I can't have that. And maintenance here, he's fixing certain stuff for me literally last night. I was very thankful that he's here.
Yeah.
And I don't know, did somebody
vandalize her apartment?
She's mental.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure.
I know what mental
But I said, because I know, yeah, I know, because in previous, we only serviced her shortly one other time a couple of years ago, actually. And in those notes, it was saying that she was like a hoarder and there was issues with her home.
Yes.
So. Okay.
I have thrown so much out. I think I went to the trash 15 times yesterday, and I'm still not done. She's a hoarder. She doesn't like, she's not listening. Even EMT was like, you need to go to the internet. And I agree with them too.
I did tell the hospital social worker that when she called for the discharge information, and even they were in agreement. So I'm like, so why are you even allowing this to happen? Like, you clearly know that she's not capable of making her own choices. They're like, oh, she's of sound mind. I'm like, I understand.
No,
like,
she
seems like she understands. Like, because she knows. because she knows where she is. She knows what day it is. You know, those are the questions they're asking her, and she knows that, mm-hmm. like, she knows who I am. She knew who my agency was, you know, and it's just, like, very hard for them to take her, to not
she
discharge
has,
her.
She has mild dementia. She has, I believe she has schizophrenic, schizophrenia and dementia, for sure.
Okay.
For sure.
All right, let me.
And if you're getting calls at night.
Yeah, 1 o'clock in the morning. Yeah.
And mind you, I left not too long ago. I left like 10 minutes before that.
I know. Someone needs to take her phone. Not serious.
Yeah. Not very true.
If you can.
All right, so
let me
consult. Yes, stick it out today, and I'm going to consult with the administrator, and I will keep you posted on what we come up with, okay?
Okay, and if you need me Friday, I have to be somewhere at 1 p.m.
Okay.
But it's only
7:30. I'll keep you posted. All right.
Just keep me posted, please.
I will.
Thank you.
All right, thank you so much, Jasmine. Bye-bye.
No problem.